KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Red Oaks cited a Cass County man following a non-injury accident last night. Officials say that 26-year-old Thomas Dale Mace of Atlantic was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way after he stopped at the intersection of North 2nd and East Oak Streets, but then failed to yield to a 2006 Saturn Ion that was driven by 35-year-old Nathaniel Peter Adkins of Red Oak. The collision happened around 7:15 p.m. as Mace was heading southbound on North 2nd in a 2011 Dodge Caravan while Adkins was traveling east on East Oak Street. Both vehicles sustained a $5,000 damage. Red Oak Fire was called to remove debris and fluids from the impact area. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a collision early Tuesday afternoon between a pickup truck and an SUV. That happened around 1:33 p.m. at the intersection of North 8th and East Coolbaugh Streets. Authorities say a 2013 Ford Edge driven by 60-year-old Stephen Wayne Hoppick of Coffeyville, Kansas, was traveling north on 8th Street and was at the intersection with East Coolbaugh Street. Hoppick didn't realize that Coolbaugh was a one-way street west of 8th. He turned left and ran into the left front corner of a 1999 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup that was registered to Tracy Bryan Schooling and driven by 16-year-old Christian Kelly Schooling of Red Oak. The accident happened as Schooling was traveling south on 8th Street. Hoppick was cited for failing to yield upon left turn. Officials at the Harlan Police Department Tuesday afternoon issued a report on arrests and incidents that took place over the past couple of weeks. Authorities say there were three people taken into custody on active warrants. On September 22nd, 51-year-old Joelle Rhea Onstead of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail. On September 28th, 29-year-old Eric Richard Brandt of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant out of O'Brien County. Brandt was transported to the Shelby County Jail and subsequently charged with prohibited acts, penalties, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. And following a traffic stop September 29th in Harlan, the driver of the vehicle, 34-year-old Wayne Earl Johnson of Harlan, was cited for driving while suspended. A passenger, 43-year-old Darlene Jean Bothwell of Portsmouth, was arrested on active warrants out of Plymouth and Cherokee County. Bothwell was transported to the Shelby County Jail. In other Harlan police news, on September 22nd, 28-year-old Alicia Marie Hutt of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. She was charged with driving while suspended and failure to prove security against liability. And on September 30th, 31-year-old Eugene Cron Cardine of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended following a traffic stop. There were also four separate accidents in Harlan, none of which resulted in injury. Two of the accidents took place September 22nd, one on September 30th, the other was on Monday, October 2nd. Well, a December trial has been scheduled for a southwestern Iowa woman accused of giving her 8-year-old daughter fatal amounts of an antidepressant drug. Mills County court records say 34-year-old Misty Frazier of Glenwood has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, child endangerment, and giving prescription drugs to a minor without a prescription. Her trial is set to begin on December the 12th. Prosecutors say an autopsy results show the woman's daughter died of an overdose of the antidepressant amitriptyline, which is commonly sold under the brand name Elavil. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 o'clock this morning in Adair County Boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. And during the session, the board will discuss and or act on the Zion Fiscal Year 2017 Annual Report, manure management plan updates, township clerk wages, and approval of a new sheriff reserve officer. Soon thereafter, the board will hear from Sawyer Hansen, assistant to the county engineer in Adair County, with regard to the signing of materials contracts with Odin Enterprises as they pertain to a secondary roads project. Hospital Board spokesman Willard Olson will discuss a health care services resolution. And Jane Ernst, along with Marcia Hendricks with Adair County Health System, will talk about changes in public health and home care, and that'll be followed by discussion. A suburban Des Moines school district plans a late start to school today so buildings can be checked. Johnston Community School District officials decided Monday night to cancel classes for Tuesday because of anonymous and threatening texts parents and others received at around 8 p.m. Monday. Johnston Police Chief Dennis McDaniel said at a news conference on Tuesday that federal, state, and local investigators couldn't substantiate any credible or imminent threat. The district says the two-hour delay means that secondary students will start at 9:45 a.m. today and elementary students will start at 10:35. The classes will be dismissed at their normal time and not the Wednesday early release time. Extra officers will be stationed at the schools. The closure affects about 7,200 students and 1,000 employees of the Johnston School District. Schools in Algona are also closed for today after a threat was made against the district late last night. Ryan Wilson reports from Algona.
Local law enforcement notified school officials around 10:15 p.m. Tuesday about a threat that had been made against the Algona district. Now, since the credibility of that threat could not be determined prior to school starting today, administration and law enforcement officials decided to cancel classes for the Algona district. Now, police and school officials are continuing to work together to determine the credibility of this threat. This threat comes a day after classes were canceled at Johnston schools because of a threat made late Monday night.
In the funeral announcements, Agnes Getzinger, age 91, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Agnes Getzinger will be today at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ed Lystad, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ed Lystad will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Horace Graves, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Horace Graves will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gilbert Gibb Shinbaum, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gibb Shinbaum will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements for Gilbert Gibb Shinbaum. Robert Dotzler, age 90, of the Defiance, died Saturday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Robert Dotzler will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.